USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his second online high school commencement speech of the day, former President Barack Obama yesterday took swipes at current politicians and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Without naming names, Obama said,
"This pandemic has fully, finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge."
White House economic advisor Peter Navarro says Obama's remarks are purely a campaign ad for his former VP, Joe Biden.
"I'm going to start counting the days that we don't hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama on the fact that China caused this pandemic and basically unleashed trillions of dollars of damage on this world, the loss of, to date, over 80,000 American lives."
He was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Around one dozen firefighters were injured battling a huge blaze that caused an explosion in the Little Tokyo area of Los Angeles yesterday. It caused a fire to spread to multiple buildings, and witnesses say ash was raining down across blocks around the area. NASCAR is making its return from the coronavirus pandemic shutdown with a cup race at Darlington later today. The last time the group's stock cars raced was March 13th in Atlanta. There will be no fans in the stands later today when the race is shown on Fox at 3:30 Eastern Time. A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting has died at the age of 70. Phyllis George was crowned Miss America in 1971 and then joined NFL Today in 1975, where she worked alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. She would later co-anchor the CBS Morning News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One of the hardest hit nations in the coronavirus pandemic is now easing travel restrictions. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
After several months in lockdown, Italy has announced plans to lift its coronavirus travel ban. The country, an epicenter of the pandemic, plans to be mostly reopened within the next few weeks with strict health guidelines. The Italian government plans to allow travel to and from the country beginning June 3rd, according to a new decree signed by Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. Citizens will also be able to travel freely within the country starting the same day. Certain travel may still be limited based on disease risk, which will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 will still remain under strict quarantine orders. The travel ban lifts the day after Italy's Republic Day, likely preventing a mass travel amount over the long holiday weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And Major League Baseball is planning to conduct up to 10,000 COVID-19 tests a week. If players agree to play a shortened season, there would be no high fives, no fist bumps, no spitting, no sunflower seeds, and no chewing tobacco allowed. And players would have to sit in the stands during the games and stay 6 feet away from each other in the dugouts, and there would be no showers at the ballparks. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com with a newly designed website you might find informative. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.